Hello all, you've been Graeme, a Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's been a couple of days since I've done an audio boo. I've been catching up. I don't know what's happened, really. I've just not had the sort of opportunities to listen to any audio boo. I think yesterday, was it yesterday? Day before? I downloaded 27 audio boos. To try and listen to, and I was just like wading through them all, and then I kind of almost got to the end and there was a load more came down. So yeah, I'm still not up to date. I don't know what's going on, just miles behind. Things have taken over, but yeah, I've heard some crackers though. Documentary, Christian Payne was at a convention in Newcastle. In fact, I did hear Dean Reed say on Big Rick's last audio boo, part 11 of the Hadrian Wall walk, I did hear Dean say that as they went past Newcastle train station and they looked on Foursquare, Christian was actually in the train station as they walked past. But anyway, I digress. I was listening to him from the digital technology convention or something he was at up in Newcastle. And he did a great interview with a guy from Google about machine intelligence. If you haven't heard it, it's well worth looking at his feed. It's called Machine Intelligence, I think. That's fascinating. The guy's basically saying that potentially humans could be without work very soon. And that's kind of something that I've always kind of wondered about. What happens when machines get to the point where they are so capable of doing all the work that humans can do now, and especially when you think about like nanotechnology, which if we believe what we're told, can potentially have machines diagnosing their own faults and repairing themselves with a little nanobots inside them, then you know, really, where's the need for the workforce? And then if you think if renewable energy takes off, the wind or the sea or whatever comes for free, and then the machines that convert it all into electricity are self-maintaining and self-repairing because of the nanobots, and then the electricity is being piped to industry that is all self-maintaining and self-repairing, and then, well, where do humans come into it? And it sounds bizarre and it sounds extreme, but this guy from Google is basically saying that that's a potential thing. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but essentially he's saying that, you know, it needs a massive shift in society. We can't run as a capitalist society anymore because, you know, potentially the people won't have any money, but we've got no way of earning money, so it needs to change. He shied away from the communist model, but, you know, that's kind of what it all points to, really, doesn't it? But strange. Bizarre, well worth a listen to, and certainly gets you thinking. What else did I listen to? Paul Amani, fantastic piece of audio in his sort of imaginary conversation between the heads of Audio Boo and how they should sort their act out. Very, 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 very cleverly done. I really enjoy listening to that. I was just like, yeah, this is very good. I think, and he's got a point. He's got a point as well. It could all go drastically wrong, and I think that they could certainly do with listening to Paul's little piece of audio just to get a few pointers, because I think there was some very sound advice coming out there. So yeah, that was good, and of course, the sequence of audio boos from Big Rick, all one word. As him and Dean trekked along the Hadrian's Wall path, and the trials and tribulations along the route, and serious injury, and extreme pain, and hospital visits, and adaptations to the plans, and stolen wigwams, and all kinds of stuff. It's been brilliant. It's been brilliant. I'm so jealous, but. Yeah, sterling effort, and I hope you two are listening. I really enjoy listening to your audio boos, Rick. I'm looking forward to the videos, and what can I say? Well done indeed. That was awesome. I'm sure I'm not on my own when I say that when I first saw the pictures of your heels, the first pictures posted, I thought that was all over. I really did. And to come through that and to carry on is, yeah, that's pretty admirable, mate. Well done. And, yeah, top effort from both of you. Awesome. And, yeah, there are lots of others. You know, Chris, Pilgrim Chris, packing up his worldly goods and heading off on his travels. Yeah, I've spoken to Chris in DM, but, you know, hey, good luck. And, wow, that's a massive thing, isn't it? It's a massive thing. I'm not sure even if I had the wherewithal, you know, if, even if I was in a position to do that, I'm not sure I'd have the guts. That takes some, I nearly swore then, that takes some gumption, doesn't it? Blimey. Anyway, yes, what else? What else? Oh, all sorts, all sorts. Been some, it's been great entertainment in this catching up. And because I'm catching up as well, I'm listening to like massive blocks. So I'm getting loads of little sort of snippets of audio booness coming from all kinds. It's been great. It's been great. Bit of a sad day today, though. I've finally given in and decided that it's time to sell my model railway. I've spoken about this before, I think. I started to build, not a train set, a model railway. There's a difference. I did buy a train set initially to get me started, but then you adapt that into a proper model railway. So you buy extra bits of track and design a track plan that doesn't come out of a box. And there's a lot of thought went into the design of the track and everything else. And I had it all laid out. I built a 6x4 baseboard to mount it all on. I spent hours planning how I was going to lay the track out. I got loads of advice from people. Mapped it all out on special software, and then I even went to the lengths of buying special cork sheeting and actually cutting out the shape of my track plan. And then I laid all this cork sheeting onto my board, and then I mounted all the track, and I had electronic points motors to change the points and switches, and oh man, I made electronics things and all kind. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff there. And yeah, and then I kind of lost interest. It was getting a bit too extreme for me. It was, you know, I was starting to get sort of people on forums and stuff saying, oh, you can't put that train on that track next to that signal box because that's a Great Western train and the signal box is London Northeast or something and you can't mix the two. And I was like, whoa, hang on. I just want to run some trains around the track and make some little trees out of cotton wool and stuff, you know. I didn't really want to take it that seriously. But, yeah, I just kind of... I kind of got fed up with spending like 2 or 3 hours a night up in the spare room doing nothing. And of course the baby came along, and so it had to be relegated to the garage. And of course the garage isn't always the nicest of places to be, especially in the winter. So I just lost interest and stopped building it. So yeah, I've just dug it all out this afternoon, broken all my track down, took it all off the baseboard. So I've put it into all stacks of different types of track and itemised it all, inventoried it all, and it's all going up for sale. So I'm quite sad about that. And I'm going to sell my air rifle as well, which is another sad thing. I might do a full boo about that actually, because that is quite a big thing for me. I really don't want to sell that at all. But yeah, needs must and all that. And I've got more pressing things that I would really like to have right now, rather than an air rifle that's sitting in a garage in a train set that's doing nothing. Like, I need a new laptop and a new tent and a new sleeping bag and all these kinds of lovely things to do lovely things that I want to do. So there you go. Oh, and I'm watching telly, and Real Madrid have just scored. Looks like they've just won the Champions League final. That'll please my daddy. My parents live in Spain, and my dad's in Madrid tonight, actually. Obviously, I know the game's not being played in Madrid, but my dad's in Madrid. My parents have gone there for the weekend. They live near Malaga, but they've gone off down to Madrid for the weekend. And I imagine they'll be sitting in a city centre bar somewhere watching the game. So that'll please my daddy, because Real Madrid are his adopted team now. Ah, happy days. Anyway, just a bit of a catch-up. Yeah, all good fun. I'm going to play some more Terraria now, Rog. You still haven't come back and told us what you thought of it. The demo's a bit rubbish, man. You need to stick with it. Anyway, Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you all later. Take care. Bye-bye.